Hey y'all, it's Noel. Let's see.
Hey Noel.
Give it a couple minutes here for people to jump on. Mike is in a meeting. He won't be on today, so we will rock and roll here in a minute. Okay, let's see. Let's rock and roll this thing. I don't plan on being on the whole hour or anything like that. Let you guys get into your day and make things happen. But hopefully you're on the activity call with Andy just now. Anybody jump on the Zoom part of that by chance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Cause
yep, me too.
Audio. Okay. All right. Seems like Andy's going to be using this Zoom more often, which I think is something that we should be doing too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Mike and I have been talking about this too for, you know, maybe our agency call or this call or, you know, even just training people, you know, I think it's a good tool to do to get face-to-face time with people when you're in different locations like that. That's awesome. I love it because – you know, we've hired for so many years. We didn't even know Paul Epstein until, like, what, 6 or 8 months later, right? Right, Paul? When we actually met face-to-face, so.
That's right.
It's pretty cool to have that tool. So if you haven't used it yet or looked at it yet, please do. You know, I think you can just, it's pretty easy to sign up for it or whatever. It's not that big a deal. You do have to have a camera on your laptop or some kind of camera set up, but it's a pretty sweet deal. All right, so let's kind of go get some thoughts from y'all on what Andy was teaching today on the three plus one. Just kind of throw some thoughts out there on how we can be doing this and then how we can also implement this with our team and be talking about it. By the way, do you notice how Andy talks about the same things every time?
Yeah.
Why do you think he does that?
Oh yeah, this was the eight steps to me. It was four of the eight steps.
Why do you think he talks about the same thing?
Because
people don't. It's really ingrained in people's minds.
Get it ingrained in people's minds. What I heard. To remind himself, here's what I think it is. To remind himself, right, first, and then also to help other people to remind them too, and like you said, get it ingrained in his mind. But I think number one is so that he's doing it all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because really, who's the only one we get to control? He only gets to control him. Remember how he said that about the goals thing, that he was struggling a little bit with it? He's being pretty open with you, with us, about that, you know, the goal setting and doing that every day. What? You mean Andy doesn't do that every day? He's human. Hello? Hello? But he does it more than anyone else. How's that? And he's doing pretty good flying around on a jet, right? So imagine if you just did it more than anyone else and you were flying around, you know, you'd have your own jet, right? So would we. But it's all about read audios, attend the meetings, and then the do, right? The do part. That's the big thing. I said that on the TWC the other day, too, about the do. What did he say? He said, Hold on. I got some notes. If you didn't watch TWC, oh, my gosh, go back and watch it. My daughter watched it. Erin, she's been in my office here. She's helping Mike and I with some stuff and through the summer. She's 15. And she watched the TWC, and we went on a walk. She and I walked last night and did a, you know, just walked around the neighborhood, spent some time together. And she was telling me how she felt like the group that she's a part of is like the Alliance. And you, and she told me why, about the community and, you know, serving each other and stuff like that. She's with this group with the YMCA program for youth development, youth leadership. It's like a leadership organization through the YMCA. And she was comparing the two. And I thought that was pretty cool, you know, that she's sitting there thinking about the stuff that we talk about and comparing that with other organizations and other people within her life, you know?
Yeah.
But what did Andy say? He said, on the do part, he said, you're laying down when other people are running. That was a note that I took from the TWC yesterday, or Wednesday, I guess it was. You're laying down. So am I laying down when other people are running? I've been asking that, and I am on some, you know, some for some things, I am. And then when he talked about, you know, you're already successful. You live in America. You have hot water. You have TV. You have a computer. You have a cell phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're already rich. It just. I wrote this note next to it. It says, I'm going to one more you. One more what? Well, one more phone call, one more call, one more agent, get one more person to the TWC, getting one more person on the, you know, to family reunion, getting one more audio, reading one more minute. So think about that as you're moving along throughout your week. What's one more thing? What's one more that you can do? Whatever it is, one more mile if you're running on a treadmill or something. One more, not one more slice of pizza. That's probably not a good thing to do.
Maybe
not. But in terms of how does the one more fit in with your goals? Like the goals that you've been writing down, the 10 goals, and then recopying them every day and looking at them and the actions. How does the one more, like take that throughout your week if you can, and each day and look at how does that fit in with your goals? What's one more that thing that I can do to help me in these areas? That's what I'm going to do. You know, that's why I wrote that down because it was impactful for me. But what do you all take away from what Andy was talking about either on the TWC or today? I'd like to hear your thoughts and your insights on it. So if anybody just wants to speak up, the floor is yours.
Hey, Noel.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So I loved how Andy had people on the call that were successful, and he wasn't negative, but I know I felt this way, so they probably felt like, crap, I should be doing more of the stuff that I know I need to do. And it's just more, he just does it through positive peer pressure, like green sheets and annuities, but not anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that because it's so easy to be negative. Like, why aren't you getting green sheets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I will be doing a better job of getting green sheets.
Well, he was just asking the question, are you getting green sheets? And, you know, most of those people aren't. Are you getting annuities? Most of them are not writing annuities. Some of them are getting green sheets, and some of them aren't. Some of us are, and some of us aren't, right? Like Mike and I have been trying to do this green sheet contest every week or every month to get people's minds, kind of create a habit of getting a green sheet while you're with a client that you're sitting right in front of that have asked you to come over to their house and they're giving you water and tea and presence and you're helping them or not helping them, either way, you can still get a green sheet. It's a captive audience. They're going to follow your lead. Something might be holding you back. I don't know what. Fear. I asked a question of somebody the other day about the green sheets. It's funny. And runs a lot of appointments. Not getting them. Don't know why. It's just one thing. But what's one thing you can do? That one's easy, right? So one more. So even if you just start and do one, if you're not doing any, it's better than none, right? But I love what you said, Junior, because you're right. Andy has a way of asking the questions to make it not seem like a punch in the face, but it is a punch in the gut if you're really listening to him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
if you're really thinking, he's talking to me, not those four people or five people he was talking to. He's actually speaking to me about this. Because he had those people on the call, but I promise you he's not speaking to them. Because Andy doesn't do it like that. But again, I think the reading the 15 minutes a day, why does Andy talk about these things, reading audios and attending seminars? Why do you think he brought this up today?
It's a way of keeping your mind right.
A way of keeping your mind right?
Yep. Keeping all the crap out of your head or helping keep it at bay.
Keeping all the junk out of your head and at bay and so you can focus on the do part?
Yes.
Well, what you think about is what you do. And if you're constantly thinking about it, then you're going to move forward. You're going to stop beating yourself up, if that's what you're doing, if that's what's holding you back. If you're holding yourself back through, flogging yourself for what you're not doing, it's like, oh, the great thing about the call today is this what Junior was saying. Is that he wasn't slapping people, but he was just letting them know, hey, there's one other thing and not one person. That the thing that I noticed was that not one person that he talked to took it as the wrongness of them. Oh, you're right. I'm doing all these other good things. But man, I'm such a loser for not doing this one thing. It's just like, no, I'll take ownership. Yeah, I can do one more thing.
Yeah.
And that's a huge thing because I can tell you there's so many times that I've, it doesn't matter what I'm doing right. I can focus on what I'm doing wrong. You go, oh, yeah. And it's just like, that's a good choice. So it's like, what other choice? Really what I took from Andy today is that good job on what you're doing. Acknowledge it. And then what other choice can you make today that's going to take you one step closer to the future that you desire?
Exactly.
So,
yeah, one step closer to the goals that you're writing out every day, the 10 goals and looking at them, thinking about them and how do I want this to happen, right? Who was it? Was it Jeff? Was it you that told me about the, or was it Justin? I forget. Was talking about the 20, it was Justin. Carsnitz, about the 2,000, however many minutes you have left. Was it you, Justin, that was telling me on?
Yeah, I was talking about that the other day.
Can you tell them what we were discussing, what you were telling me a little bit about that book? Because some of these people may not have read that book. That might be a good book for them to read. I've read it.
You're talking about 20,000 days?
Yeah, 20,000 days.
Go ahead.
It was I read it like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It's whenever they were talking about it a lot. It was a couple years back. But it was just a really, interesting book, putting things in perspective of that we just don't have a lot of time. And I remember, I don't know if it was a suggestion in the book or something, whatever it was, I looked for like a countdown timer. So I put one on my phone. And, we don't know when we're going to die, obviously. It's kind of the business we're in. But what I did was I've always thought it would be neat to make it to 100 years old. So I put a countdown timer on my phone until my birthday when I turn 100 years old. So in 2081, April 13th. So, and currently I have 22,948 days until I hit 100 years old. So now, who knows if I'll make it that long, but I do know that that's how many days until I hit 100 years old, which is a, you know, pretty high up number. I don't know. It's just a neat thing because as you watch it go by, the numbers tick off pretty quick. And, you know, I remember it, when I first started it, it was around like, I think it was right at about 24,000. And I'm already under 22,900, or I'm at 22,948. So it's, yeah, it may, sometimes I see it there and it's right on the front page of my phone and I'll be like, man, I gotta do something today. Gotta make this one of these numbers count, you know.
20,000 days. And you, like you said, we don't know. We never know, right? So the thing about writing your goals out and thinking about what do you really want, how do you really want it to look, and focusing on that, to me seems like a good way to use our 20,000 days, right? And then thinking about the one more on top of that. What's one more thing, good thing that you can do, positive thing that you can do to achieve those things that you've written out? So big. And I'm not perfect at this. I've missed days. I've restarted these goal lists. I'm just being honest. I've missed a day, and then I've restarted it, and then I forgot about it, stuff like that. But it's a hell of a lot better than what I was doing before. So I'm going to go with that one. And then just keep going through today, right? So if you haven't done it yet, please try, you know. Go ahead, Junior.
I had a question. On the goals, I've been doing it pretty consistent. Do we change them, or are we literally writing the same thing every single day on the goals?
It's not meant to be, how do I say it, a struggle. It's not meant to be something that you dread, right?
No, it's fun.
I'm not saying that you are, Junior. I'm just speaking to everybody because sometimes I see it as a struggle. I'm like, shoot, I miss doing that. I got to do it now. You know what I'm saying? Get your mind right. It's meant to get you focused is really what it's meant to do. So having said that, Junior, I can only tell you about me and what's happened with mine. Mine has changed some, because when I initially wrote them out, I was kind of just like, okay, I'm going to do this and write it out. And then as I thought about some things, I've changed some things. But generally, for me, they've been around the same ideas, if that makes sense. If a different thought comes into my head and I write it a different way, I just write it that way that day. There's no right or wrong. It's just to focus on these things that you want to achieve, and eventually you'll get them. But it's just keeping your mind on those things, and that's why, Jeff, you're right, or whoever spoke up about, you know, getting your, you know, the reading, the audios, and the attending the seminars to keep your mind focused on what you need to do, right? And that goes with the goals, because those are the things that are going to get you. What you do is going to get you the goals or not get you the goals. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mine's changed some, but generally the ideas around mine are the similar ones. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's probably a better question for Andy, though, but I would just say don't, you know, if it changes a little, that's all right. Then the action steps, that's another thing. Okay. So
I need to be better at that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But that's the one more. What's one thing I can do action-wise? One more thing that I can do action-wise today to get closer to that. So if you think of it as just like, what's one thing instead of what's 1,000 things or 100 things? Because we all think about things. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. We're all so busy doing, right? But we're not focused on the right doing sometimes, if that makes sense. So I think if we get into the habit of doing this every day, oh, my gosh, not, I mean, your life is going to explode. Your business is going to explode. You're going to see things happen and just happen to you and come to you and not even know why. You know what I mean? We're going to see this organization is going to blow up. If just the people on this call, there's like, honestly, there's only 13 people on this call right now. So it's not a huge amount. Some people were invited on the call or aren't on, you know, but the ones here today, what if we just did it and not worried about the other ones, but then talked about it like Andy said, you know what I mean, and reminded them. But just said, this is what I'm doing every day. I'm reading. I'm listening to audios. I'm attending the meetings, the hotspots, even when I don't feel like it. I'm writing out my goals every day. Oh, my gosh. And then spoke it. I think speaking it, Junior, I think speaking them out loud to yourself is important. Jeff, I think speaking
Absolutely.
It out loud, the positive stuff out loud, the goals and what you're going to achieve in present tense, please, in present tense. What are they? It's personal. It's got to be personal, present, and what was the other one? Positive. Speaking them personal, present, and positive, even if you don't feel like it, even if you don't believe it.
Hey, Noel.
Yeah.
So I think this ties into this. I was reading the book Hung by the Tongue.
Yeah.
And I got to a page on it, and I jumped out of my chair because I was excited that I read it because Bill Cook has been telling me to talk positive, right? So when I read this,
yep.
I got excited. It said that the devil does not know our thoughts. He's not a mind reader, but he does know what we say.
Mm.
And then it said some other stuff, but then it said, the book said, that's why we should never say we're tired. And that's when I jumped out of my chair. I was like, oh my God, that's going to be crazy. So not only is speaking positive, like it's psychological, it's like, oh, it's biblical. And it messes the devil up because if all we're saying is positive, he's so confused because he doesn't know what we're thinking. That was cool. And then the next page, I ripped it off and I put it on my wall. It said that it's also very important to mind whatever we hear because what we hear is going to be multiplied to us. And when we speak it, we're also hearing it. Not only are we speaking it, you know. So I got pretty excited about that.
That's big.
So even if it's hokey.
Big.
So it honestly went from something I thought it was like, oh, hokey pokey, to now I'm just so excited to do it.
Man, that's huge. Yeah.
No, well, that's
right.
Also part of it. So like part of the book from What to Say When You Talk to Yourself.
Yeah. Isn't it weird how all these people say the same thing, like all these successful people? They say the same thing, kind of like how Andy does, right? It's up to us to make a decision to do it and you know, roll with it. Why not just say, what the hell? I'm not going to fight it anymore. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do what they said. I'm just going to take it on faith and do what they said and just do it. To hell with everyone else. This is what I'm doing. I'm fired up out of my mind. I'm running 20 appointments a week. I'm hiring 10 people a month. I'm executive board member.
That's right.
Why not just let's not fight it anymore? What do you say? Just the people here on this team. Let's just hold hands, lock arms, and just say, we're not fighting it anymore. We're on a mission. We're focused. I'm changing my life. I've got goals set out. I write them out every day. I'm fired up out of my mind. I read 15 minutes a day. I listen to audios every day and get that stuff in my head. What kind of audios? I don't know, podcasts. I, you know what I listen to? I like the Elevation Church one. I'm going to be honest with you, okay? I like the Elevation Church one because that gets my mind right. And I listen to it every day, which I never listened to it before. But right. For about, I don't know when I started listening to it, but maybe 2 months ago, started listening to it, and I'm like, I get fired up out of my mind just because it gets my mind right. Okay? We're just going to attend all the meetings. We're going to put a smile on our face at our hot spot. Even if we feel like we're frustrated or whatever, we're going to shake hands. We're going to love everybody. We're going to have the biggest, baddest hot spots there are in the Alliance across the country. I'm going to call one more person today. I'm fired. You know, why not? Let's just speak like that and just do that. Just this group right here. I'm in. I'm doing it right now. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to let, unless anyone else has anything else to say. One other thing I do have to say is family reunion, family reunion, family reunion. If you don't have your flight or your transportation or your hotel, then that likely means that nobody on your team does either, okay, because they're going to do what? How much are they going to do? They're going to do half of the positive things you do, and they're going to double all the negative things you do.
Yep.
So if you don't have that set, please get it set. Please get it set this week. And also talk to your team about it, too. Some of the people that need to come from the West Coast or, you know, East Coast or Midwest or whatever that need flights, need transportation, need hotel, need to pay their ticket, you know. We don't want their ticket to go to someone else, you know what I'm saying? So let's just be talking about family reunion and how fired up we are about it and how, you know, how many people we're going to have there. And it's going to be off the charts. I promise you it's going to be off the charts. We need it. I need it. I need family reunion. So we need to get one more there. What do you say? One more. Let's get one more there. Okay? Go ahead.
I have an extra room available at the Best Western. If anybody needs it, I got two rooms that I've reserved. So if anybody needs one, it's there.
Okay, perfect. Did somebody else speak up?
No, it's good to know.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to let y'all go early. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go write out my goals again because I've had I had an hour planned for this. But I'm going to go write out my goals. I got a half an hour to do it and think about them. So, anyway, love you guys.
Hey, who's got the extra? Who's got the extra room at the Best Western? I apologize for interrupting.
It's Jeff.
Jeff Willem?
Wilhelm.
Yeah, who's on this? Who is this? Who's talking?
I'm sorry. This is John. I'm sorry to interrupt. I've got somebody that needs a room, so I can tell her. She can... Sorry about that.
That's okay. You can text Jeff Wilhelm. I'm sure he'll be happy to. That's John Lehman that's talking, Jeff. Okay. Yeah. All right, sweet. That's what I'm going to do. Love you all. Have a great time. Our agency call today. Get as many people on as you can. By the way, it's a great recruiting tool. Our team call at 3:30 is a great recruiting tool if you can get people on it. All right. Love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Noel.
Thanks, Noel.